Hey there, gorgeous humans. Welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate the wild world of relationships and, most importantly, your inner landscape. Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that plagues almost every single one of us. Overthinking, negative self-talk, and that pesky inner critic who just won't shut up. Ever feel like your own mind is a constant barrage of you're not good enough, you should be doing better, or what if you mess this up? Yeah, I know the feeling all too well. It's like having a mini-monster living rent-free in your head, constantly whispering doubts and insecurities. But guess what? We've got power over that little gremlin. You are not defined by those negative thoughts, my friends. So, let's break it down. 5 key takeaways to help you silence the inner critic and start speaking kindly to yourself. 1. Awareness is your superpower. The first step to overcoming any bad habit, including negative self-talk, is becoming aware of it. Start paying attention to those thoughts. What triggers them? When are they most prevalent? Recognizing the patterns will help you break free. Think of it like catching a fly with your hand. You got to see it before you swat. 2. Challenge those thoughts. Don't just accept every negative thought as truth. Once you've identified them, ask yourself, is this really true? Would I say this to a friend? Often, our inner critic is exaggerating or being downright mean. Who plays those harsh judgments with more compassionate and realistic ones? 3. The power of positive affirmations. You wouldn't tell someone they're not smart enough then expect them to excel, right? So why do we do that to ourselves? Start consciously replacing negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Tell yourself, I am capable, I am worthy, I am strong. Repeat those phrases until you truly believe them. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, seriously. We all make mistakes, have bad days, and face challenges. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge your imperfections and treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a loved one. You deserve it. 5. Seek support when needed. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. If you're struggling to overcome negative self-talk on your own, don't hesitate to reach out for help. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, join a support group, or seek professional guidance from a therapist or counselor. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're presenting at work, and suddenly your mind starts buzzing with, what if I mess up? What if everyone thinks I'm stupid? That inner critic is trying to hijack the whole thing. Now, instead of letting those thoughts control you, you remember our key takeaways. You take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings, awareness. Remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, self-compassion. And even whisper a positive affirmation like, I am confident and prepared, under your breath. You focus on delivering your message with passion and authenticity, knowing that you've got this. You rock that presentation and feel a surge of pride afterwards. D. It's all about rewiring those negative thought patterns, then replacing them with empowering ones. And trust me, the more you practice, the easier it gets. So, my amazing friends, let's recap. Awareness is key. Challenge those nasty thoughts, sprinkle in some positive affirmations, embrace self-compassion, and don't be afraid to seek support when needed. Remember, you are worthy, capable, and strong. Now go out there and silence the inner critic. The world needs your brilliant light to shine. And before you go, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss a single episode packed with juicy insights and practical tools to heal your attachment style and live your best life. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little boost of self-love. See you next time, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.